the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we continue the conversation here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And Michael Voss, the assistant coach at Blackman, joins me here in what tonight is a game that you get a little leery of. You're the home team. You're in the region. It's a team that you feel like you probably should win, but it's a scary game, isn't it, at the same time?
Yeah, well, it's really the first time we faced elimination all year since we had that first round bye. And so you're always – We got a bunch of good players, but Columbia's pretty good too. They've been playing well recently. They've won six of their last eight. I can't remember which one it is. And they've been playing a lot better than what they were when we played them before Christmas.
To try to keep the momentum, and you've had a great season, a great regular season, and that kind of thing, and to go through the district and win the district championship, something that you guys have not done in a while, I know it's a great honor and tremendous for you guys and Coach Workman, but, you know, the game sometimes when you are up at the top, it makes it maybe a little more pressure on the guys. Has that been true with you guys, or have they handled that pretty well?
They've handled it pretty well. I mean, there's always pressure when you're the one being hunted, because you know you're going to get everybody's best shot every single night. You know, we expect to have a great shot from Columbia tonight. But, you know, there's pressure with it, but it's also a good thing to be the hunted, because that means that you're doing some stuff right, and we have been doing some stuff right throughout the year to kind of put us in this position.
Yeah, we talk about some things the other night in the district finals, a really tough game in some stretches, but Darius Thompson seems to, like at crunch time, seems to step up the game just a little bit, and I always look at him. I go, oh, well, I wish he'd drive more and just put it up himself. But he's so unselfish, and he gets off to the open guy. But he just seems to step his game up just a little bit more than maybe the other parts of the game. Is that am I saying that right?
He definitely elevated his game in crunch time. The last, you know, he did against Smyrna on a Saturday night when we played them, he hit two huge threes towards the end of the game to put us in a position to win.
With our hands in their face, too.
And then, obviously, he made some plays down the stretch for us the other night, too, which was big for us. You know, that's just part of, you know, Darius is a really good player, and if he's not going to get the shot, then he's going to find a way to get the ball to an open teammate, and he makes all of our guys around him better. And but, you know, especially against Smyrna, he kind of put us on his back and just elevated his game a little bit. He made every play going down the stretch.
I think a lot of people, Michael, they don't understand sometimes that's the third, fourth, sometimes fifth time that you've played a team, and they're coming at you with all force. Laverne did the same thing. They hung in there all night, and I could tell that Kamen Dowell was he was really determined to try to win that game. And you didn't particularly have as good a game inside from your inside guys as usual, but again, you find a way to win, and that's what good teams do, don't they? They just find ways to win.
Yeah, well, that's what we've done all year. I mean, we haven't blown – if you look at our scores, we haven't blown very many people out, you know, and we're sitting here with a great 22-3 record. But, you know, some teams that have that kind of a record, they've got about 10, 20-point games, and we may have three. You know, I mean, we've been winning really close, tight games, and it has really prepared us to be really good come tournament time, because we've been in tight games, and we're kind of built to, I think, be successful in a tournament situation.
It seems like you guys go out to 8-point leads, and may give up that lead, but then you come back and get another 8-point lead. But the makeup of the team, it seems like it never panics. It just never has a panic mode. And is that part of the reason of Darius as well, and some of the guys and some of the seniors on the team?
That's just our guys. Period. You're talking about a bunch of guys that, you know, last year we played four sophomores fairly consistently, five sophomores fairly consistently. And that helped get them ready for this year. Our guys, you know, the one thing that I think our guys believe is that when we step out on the floor, we're going to win. You know, I believe that that's what they think. And so that confidence kind of helps with us breed that security. And just, you know, at the end of the game, we know something is going to go our way to help us win the game. And that's why I think our guys don't have a sense of panic about them.
I want to talk about some individuals while we've got a moment, and other than Darius, which we've spoke about a lot. Alec McMiller, I don't think a lot of times he gets maybe the pub that he deserves, because you talk about steady influence. He plays tremendous defense, and a lot of that stuff. He's not, you know, the most prolific scorer, but he seems to hit big baskets when you need him. He just seems to be calming all the time, and he goes out there and kind of runs that offense. And if Darius isn't running the point, he kind of goes out there and takes charge. And but he doesn't look for those kind of things. He doesn't look to be looked upon as the leading scorer or anything. It seems like he really thrives on what he's doing.
No, Alec hasn't really embraced his role of basically he's going to be kind of a, you know, Darius is our point guard. Alec is our point guard B, however you want to put it. We initiate a lot of sets with Alec because he can handle the basketball, and it allows us to do some things with Darius that we couldn't do if we didn't have another point guard on the floor. But Alec is very physical. He's a tough kid. He's been injured. He's been dinged up at different times, and he just keeps bouncing back and has never missed a minute, never missed a game. And is one of those just tough guys that you want to have in your program any day.
Quindell Cousins, Smotherman, the list goes on, but they all seem to – I guess the point I'm trying to get with this interview, too, is that they seem just as to be one solid little unit. And that's when you've got that going, you can do just about anything.
They are. I mean, we've got five juniors that have been playing together since they were in seventh grade. You know, and then when you add a kid like Damian and Terrence into that mix, our two seniors that we got, you know, Andrew Rogan has been playing fairly well for us as a sophomore the past few weeks, and then a transfer like Jake Freeze who has helped us at times off of the bench and has tried to be a good teammate from the bench and encouraging guys. You know, we got a bunch of guys that like playing together. That like being together, and it's given us a great sense of team chemistry, which has helped us be successful this year.
Michael Voss joins us here on the Prentice Ossipee Air Coach's Corner. You've got Tullahoma, and then there's a situation where
we've got Columbia.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Columbia. I had Tullahoma on the brain from the last interview. If you can get by this one tonight, there's a chance that the boys might possibly sweep, and that's kind of been talked about and bannered about. Tell us what happens if there is a sweep.
Well, if there's a sweep, then that means that the boys' half of the region tournament is going to move to Blackman High School. The games that were supposed to be played at Shelbyville, since it will be all District 8 teams, it'll move to Blackman on Tuesday night instead of being down there.
And Michael, there's a chance that could happen. I mean, there really is a chance that could happen in boys, I think.
There's a chance, but it is so hard. You know, there's always been talk in years past about –
Yeah.
It's hard to do. So,
well, that you know, it would be good for Blackman, I guess, if that does happen.
I think it would be good for Black. I think it would be good for our district because that'll help get fans of our schools. You know, when you don't have to drive 45 minutes to go to a game, you're more likely to come to the game.
You know, I think teams that would play, you know, that would be involved in that. You know, we sit there and maybe go, well, Blackman, that gives Blackman an edge, but really, you don't have reserve seats. So, I mean, it's not like they can come in. The other schools can come in, and I think it makes their crowd bigger if you do it that way.
I think if it happened, it would have a chance to make it for a really great environment, because you're talking about basically having another semifinals and finals of the district tournament, which
exactly.
Was, you know, our district tournament was a really good tournament this year. We had a bunch of good games
oh,
in
it
that
was...
tournament, and I would expect if that did happen – to have another set of really good games starting on Tuesday.
One of the best district tournaments in boys we've had in a long time. Even though I'm not sure you would say there were a lot of upsets, but the games were really good.
No, the games, every game was a quality game all the way through the championship game, obviously, with us, where I think most games were decided by probably 5 points or less going into it.
Amazing. And you know, that's the way this district was, and Blackman prevailed. Michael, good luck to you tonight. You got me a seat down there on the floor. Need two chairs. We're good. Tell Scott.
Well, you just take care of it. I'll get it taken care of for you so that everything will be set up tonight.
I'm going to have a stats man, but I think Scott left me chairless last time, but that's okay. I think he was doing that against me.
I'll make sure to get that taken care of for you this time then.
All right. Good luck to you, Michael.
Thanks,
Mr. All right.
Atkins.
Blackman Blaze on against Columbia tonight from Blackman High School. And that game starts at 7 o'clock, and we'll be on the air at 6:45 for that game. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Ben Dotson of the Siegel Stars live right here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.